We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A welcome guest, kind of last minute, Cameron Henry, state rep, joining us now. And Cam, first off, thanks for the time. And I know you guys have so many things you guys are doing right now amidst the COVID-19 stuff, and y'all are very, very busy. I appreciate you carving out some time for us. And I know you may or may not know exactly what's going on with the LHSAA, but they're investigating 10 Louisiana schools for allegedly holding illegal practices on campus during the pandemic. And they sent out an edict saying not to do so, et cetera. And some of the evidence that I've been able to gather is questionable, very questionable at best. I'm not asking you to comment on that, but what, and I don't want it to get confused. I don't want the Louisiana State Legislature governing the LHSAA, but what can they do to have some accountability from the LHSAA?
Well, a lot of members over the years, and obviously I've been in the House for 12 years, and I'm in the Senate now, so if you hear that in the background, I apologize. We have for years, I personally have dealt with High School Athletic Association regarding a homeschooling bill, just allow homeschoolers to participate, to try out for teams. It took me 4 years to get to the legislature to try to force the High School Athletic Association to do it. Eventually, they succumb after 4 years. Usually about every year or two, someone brings a bill dealing with the High School Athletic Association because of activities like this. When you're dealing with people's children or grandchildren, they believe that there should be a greater voice than a small group of coaches or kind of a select group of individuals who handle it. We have very little oversight or authority of them, but every year, this year is different. I would imagine because of what's going on now, next year we'll have a bill to do something with the High School Athletic Association. It is unfortunately a standard practice up here that we have to deal with, because a lot of the times they seem to maybe step out of their bounds. And obviously it has an effect on children. And then when, like I would do with my children, if something's adversely affecting my children, I'm going to try to figure out what's causing it, how to make it better, who do I have to talk to. And this is when the High School Athletic Association kind of just falls on deaf ears sometimes. So it's a frustrating process, and I can absolutely appreciate everyone who's what they're going through, because many of us have had to deal with the High School Athletic Association in some form or fashion.
Cam, as I understand it, somebody would have to issue or introduce legislation that could ultimately have to rewrite the Constitution of Louisiana. That's how protected they are. Is that true?
Yes, they are considered, it's a kind of a quasi public private agency. So we've gone as much as to prohibit them from using public facilities. There was a bill to say that they could no longer use, they couldn't use public facilities, public school facilities, because. Of rules that they had done in the past or actions they had taken, members wanted to eliminate that, wanted to increase their fees, wanted just – they have thrown everything that they possibly could at this group. And they are a very – you know, they have a significant amount of friends in the legislature previously. I don't know how that looks now. Obviously, term limits has an effect, and I don't know what that – if they had the same voice that they used to have in the past. But it's a significant group, no doubt about that. But – would I be surprised if next year we don't have a piece of legislation? Yes, I'd be surprised if we don't have at least a piece of legislation. I would think we'd probably have multiple pieces of legislation dealing with this issue.
What could the legislation be? Could it be getting that on a ballot to change the Louisiana Constitution to allow the voters to decide how they should be governed?
That's probably the most difficult of the ones to get on, just because that would require 2/3 vote both House. That would require 70 votes in the House and 26 in the Senate, which is a lot of votes. You could see someone going after other things about their ability to use public facilities if they're not going to have their own governing body, which we have done in the past, legislation we've passed. People get creative when they're trying to get the attention of this group, and that's usually when they succumb and come around to not listening to, not following every rule and every regulation we have for them, but just participating in the process and coming to grips that they have to be we're a voice of a whole bunch of people up here, and that they want to be heard. And usually it takes legislation to get their attention.
Do you know who audits them?
I don't think they are audited, because and that's one of the things we have, because they don't have, I don't believe they receive state funding, and the state funding, I don't believe they receive state funding.
Is it perplexing that they can receive public school dollars, but yet they have this private kind of...
That's the issue. Remember, that was several years ago, and this is well before I was in the legislature, there was issues that... That came, but there was some irregular spending with the gentleman who used to be in charge and was buying cigars and and no relation to me, cigars and suits and all of the kind of stuff. And that's kind of what brought their whole organization to light. But this episode, I believe it's 10 schools that they're addressing now, which will probably turn into more. This is the type of thing that stirs up legislators up here, both on the House and the Senate side, to start looking at, to kind of put some more time and more eyes on them, not to punish them for doing their job, just making sure that they're listening to all the parents' concerns and the school's concerns.
It's really just, Cameron, it's really just about accountability. And there's nobody that holds them accountable. They can't be held accountable, and that's scary for someone like me to think about.
It's very scary when you think of the number of children that they have that they oversee in athletics, and how important athletics are to those, not just to the kids, but their parents and the community. It's just kind of an unknown body. They get to go out and kind of make any rules and regulations they want. And it's something that has to change. I don't think we'll do it. We have 2 days of session left, and then we're going to go in a special session to deal more with COVID. But I can see something coming up next year to probably wake them back up again.
Cameron Henry, I know you're busy. We'll let you run. Thanks for the time, for sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.